Hello and welcome to Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Today, well, before we go on with the next episode, I wanted to tell you that you need, or you want, maybe you want, but you don't know it yet. You want to join my private Facebook community called 1K and Beyond. Yes. So you just go at facebook.com/groups/1K and Beyond. And one is not the number, but it's with letters. So O-N-E. And in this community, which is quite new still, I just wanted to gather a lot of entrepreneurs that are action-oriented, very ambitious, looking to do their first skate online and beyond. So just get there and you'll get plenty of accountability partners and people that will assist you and support you into thriving in your online business. So you just go at facebook.com/groups/1K and beyond. Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast, episode 254.
This is the place where successful entrepreneurs share their hustle to get where they are today. Discover how not taking no for an answer led them to achieve their goals. Learn about who inspired them and how they use marketing to crush it in their business. Get financial, spiritual, emotional, and physical tips that are working for them right now. This is the Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Here's Fabienne Raphael.
What's up, All-Star team? Welcome to another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Today, well, there's no guest. I am your host and I'll be your guest for the day. And today I want to have a subject that I want to discuss with you, which is something that a lot of people have spoken to me about. I've been connecting with a lot of entrepreneurs through online, of course, through Skype, through Messenger audio, through Zoom, seeing people live from all around the world, Singapore, Thailand, the United States, of course, Canada, people from all around the world. And it always fascinates me how the internet makes you connect easily with so many people, and I love it. And a lot of people have been asking me questions about what they should do about their business, right? Because they're looking to get their first client online and it's kind of hard for them. So I'm here to help them. And I was also asking a lot of questions to them, like what was their struggles and what were their pains and what challenge they were looking to overcome. And so I came up with a few strategies and a few advice and things that will maybe things that will for sure make you feel more comfortable and more confident about going forward with your online business. Okay, so without any ado, I think we can start. So yeah, there's a question that I've got the last couple of days, a lot actually. People are asking me, what can I do to bring an extra cash in my business quickly? And in this episode, well, I want to give you an answer, and probably you'll be quite surprised about how easy or not easy, how simple it is, not necessarily easy, but how simple the solution is to get some extra cash into your day income. Let's say if you have a 9-to-5, or if you are in your business and you're looking to get like a little bit more income and don't feel like you're ready to do that. And I'll get into these information a bit deeper, a little bit later during this episode, but you understand what I mean when you say you don't feel that you're ready, okay? So let's say you want to get some money coming in right now, and what they should do, what should you do in order to get that extra money? And you know that you have an expertise, you know that you could share great information with some people, but you don't necessarily know how to act or how to do it. Well, first of all, the first attitude to get is to not overcomplicate it. Really. If you know what you're worth and if you know what you could teach, well, you can make an offer like today. Right at this moment, you could reach out to someone online, on a Facebook group that you're in, or someone that you know that has this need or this want, and someone that you could truly and deeply help, connect with that person and make an offer. It's as simple as that. And then you can start bringing in some cash. That's not complicated. A lot of people are telling me, well, I have this syndrome, this imposter syndrome, which tells me, well, who am I for people to pay for my products or services? Or who am I to claim that I'm able to help someone find a solution? Well, the thing is, if you would shift your mindset and think, focus more about how the person will feel when you will make them get rid of that challenge that they have been struggling with for so long, okay? Put yourself at the place of the person that you're helping, because that for that person, you are the hero. You are the solution. So take that pressure off your shoulders and just try it. I'm not saying that the first time that you reach out to someone, the person will say, yes, I want to work with you and I'm going to pay thousands of dollars to get your guidance. I'm not saying that. But what I'm saying is you should get used to be in front of people, talk about what you do the best, what you do better than anybody else, and make offers, because you never know. If you don't offer anything, if you don't sell anything, well, of course, your business is not going to go up. It's just not going to exist. And to be in business, well, you need clients, right? Then don't put stress over your shoulders again. You don't have to reinvent the wheel, because someone out there is probably or maybe already giving the content that you're trying to give and being in the same niche as you are. A lot of people are scared. They'll be like, yeah, but there's someone else offering exactly the same product as me. Is there going to be enough space for all of us? Yes, there is. Because remember, when people decide to choose you, they buy from you because they like you, they trust you, and for them, you are the expert. They don't care about your competitor. People, you buy from people because you like them, you love them, you want to follow them, you believe in them. That's why you buy from them. So yes, it could be the same information, but no, it won't be brought up the same way. It'll be brought up in your unique way. And when you do that, well, you differentiate yourself from the others. The most important thing is to have a different angle, meaning that you could teach the same information, but not necessarily having the same angle. So some people might feel it's new, even if it's not, but it's just that you own your own content so much that you put it into your own words in order for people to buy from you instead of buying from your competitors. Then another thing that you could literally do is just send out an email, do a Facebook post, or just do a soft launch to get people into a paid program that you will create as you go along. You don't necessarily have to create something right off the bat. Actually, it's safer if you validate your idea before creating anything. A lot of entrepreneurs lose a lot of money and time because they craft something that the market doesn't want. And it hurts. It really hurts, because sometimes they put a lot of energy into it, a lot of money, and they wish that they will make some sales, but zip, nothing happens. And then they're like, oh my God, why didn't it work? Well, if nobody wanted to buy it, well, that's it. The market just didn't want to do it, okay? So, for example, you could have an idea about a program and decide to sell it at $197. And then your objective is to make $1,000. So it means that you need five buyers, well, six if you want to go above $1,000, but minimum five to really get close to $1,000. And you'll be it. So that'll be it. So you could, not necessarily having a website ready or your logo or whatever, but talking to people that are really in, that really want to solve that problem that you're offering, and be able to close these sales even before having a website. So yeah, it's not that there's no excuse, but you have a way to start your business even if you don't know anything about the technology, even if you are not sure about what the exact name of your business will be. You have your name, you have your knowledge, you have your expertise, so you're allowed and you are great enough to be able to help people. And the mistake that some people do, and I remember that I did that when I was starting as an entrepreneur, it's as if I was comparing myself with all these people that had like 10, 20, 30 years of experience online and be like, oh my God, I'm such a beginner. But at a certain point, even when you start learning about something new, and even if you feel that other people are more competent than you or have more experience, well, always remember that there are people that have less experience than you, so you could help these people. So you don't need a fancy website. You don't need necessarily a sales page or lead magnet or anything else to make an offer to people to start with. So you just need a way for people to tell you, to pay you, and a link to that. So PayPal is really, really, really easy to set up. A button that you could send via email and the person will pay you automatically. It will go on your PayPal account and then you can link that account to your bank account. And that's it. Seriously, you just have to make that offer, provide the payment link, go forward and serve these people. Well, of course, you need some confidence also and courage because you want to create that cash flow. If you don't do anything, well, nothing would happen. And if you make the offer and no one buys, well, at least you've tested it. And you are absolutely sure that there's no way you have to create this online course. So it makes you save time, it makes you save money, it makes you save a lot of bad emotions because you've tested all of this before, right? Again, you don't want to bang your head on the wall because you realize that, oh my God, I just created something that nobody wanted to know about. So I hope that the information that I just gave you today is kind of revelating for you, especially if you are in the phase where you're still dreaming about the day you start your online business, or you feel overwhelmed about how all the information that you could get online and you feel stressed because nothing is ready, your website is not ready, your freebie is not ready, your logo is not created, your business page is not up on Facebook. Who cares? Who cares? What people care about is how can you help them solve their problem. And as soon as you focus on that, well, sky's the limit for your business. So that's it for today. It was a quick episode, but I felt like it was filled with value, and I hope that it just gave you that boost to go forward and go towards these people that need your help, that want your help, and validate always your ideas, because again, it could really hurt you if you don't do that before diving in full emotion, full money into something that the market doesn't want. All right? So before I tell you the parting words, I just wanted to tell you that if you want to host your podcast somewhere on a platform, please use Libsyn, libsyn.com. I've been using them for a long time. Since I'm podcasting, that's the only company I dealt with. And I have to tell you that I'm so satisfied. Nothing wrong happened since I started my podcast with Libsyn, and that's why I have no problem about recommending this company on my podcast. So if you use the code FAB, F-A-B, like the three first letters of my name, Fabienne, you will get the rest of the month free and the next month free of charge. So you just go at libsyn.com and you enter the code, the promo code FAB, and you'll be able to take advantage of this great offer because you're listening to Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. So I hope that today you appreciate this episode. I know it was a short one, but it was filled with things that I feel are crucial for you to know, especially if you want to launch your online business and start to earn that money online and just own and make sure that you control your destiny. I know that sometimes some people might feel a bit trapped or imprisoned in their job, feeling that they are aimed for more or not embracing who they truly are or living their true purpose. But with what I shared with you today, you could start doing that even if you have a job and start doing this on the side. And if you have started already your business, but it's not going the way you want to, well, I just explained to you how quickly you could do $1,000 online and just by talking, connecting with people and serving them the best way possible. All right. So I hope that you have a great rest of week and I'll see you next week again for another episode of Marketing to Crush Your Competitors podcast. Take care, right?